It's been a quest. We're almost there. Naming the emergency break of the year. We've got six candidates today. We have narrowed it down to the best six of the year. And then we are going to vote among ourselves. And then we are going to give you the winner as part of the corner coming up at 9:15. So let's dive right in here. Me and Justin, the last 2 weeks, we've been going over this, picking out the best ones. And then we have a couple of wild cards that we kind of got added right at the end because there's just so many good ones that we just had to do as many as we could. So against my will, we're starting with me, number one, the Creed gaffe of the year. And really the only reason we're doing this. Saturday, July 22nd, also at Dos Equis Pavilion, Nickelback.
Oh, yeah. Okay, why are we playing this?
Oh.
That is Creed.
Oh, that's Creed?
Did you think that was Nickelback?
Oh, no.
And that's why you wanted to play the Scott Stapp song.
Yeah.
Oh, no. DJ.
I completely messed that up.
DJ, what is happening?
Okay. I'll wear this one.
Dude.
There's no doubt. Tyler, if you can pull up a Nickelback song.
What would Chad Kroeger think if he found out you thought he was Scott Stapp?
There's no way you know that the lead singer of Nickelback is Chad Kroeger.
It's Kroeger or Kroger.
It's probably not Kroger.
I think it's Kroeger. Man. Somehow, I don't know which one you offended more, but you offended one of them just now.
Ah, and that has given...
I remember that.
It's given Tyler so much ammunition against me.
Oh, that's Creed?
I hate him so much for it, but you know what? I did screw that up. That was definitely on me.
You embellish it now.
That's what I do. Well, I lean in.
That a boy.
I don't shy away from it.
That's right. Take the charge.
Second candidate for emergency break of the year, the great Bob Sturm. As he was talking Jenna Ortega with the rest of the hardline, and he had some unfortunate phrasing.
They're both so gothy.
Yeah.
Who's the other one?
The
Aubrey Plaza
from Wednesday.
And Jenna Ortega.
She's the new Adams family.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, that fits. Yeah. That fits really well.
How old is she?
Jenna Ortega's 20.
Okay, good.
Aubrey Plaza is now 38.
I was just...
And they did look super
creepy.
Super cute.
How old is Wednesday supposed to be in the show? Like a young,
like a prep school,
14-year-old, 15-year-old,
16 or something.
Who can say?
Yeah. So I'm glad she's 20.
She can play young.
I kind of feel like I need to plow through that
Wednesday.
The show.
Plow through
careful.
What?
The show.
Oh.
The Hispanic girl.
Now
by
that
the
I
name
know
of
she's
Jenna.
Now I know she's 20.
Girls. Kind of need to.
Kind of need to plow through that.
Yeah.
Listen,
my wife loved
I'm
it.
I'm talking about watching the show. Everybody knew that.
I don't know that everybody knew that.
Yeah, I'm not so sure.
Because he hesitated, and then he said plow through that, so he knew where he was going. He just chose an interesting phraseology.
Plow through that.
Mm-hmm. Plow through that.
Yes, he had a nice pause for the cause.
So Bob Plowing is candidate number two as we look for the e-break of the year. Number three, the Hall of Famer himself, the great Norm Hitzkus. He was back for the name game, the last one, I guess, of his full employment, and the most beautiful thing happened ever.
A Maper, a Mose, or a Muse? But this Muse may have a better chance of being on the morning show on the ticket than in the NFL. You want to pick up something strange? Then select Penn State tight end Benson Strange. Is that my phone?
No.
It can't be.
Yes.
Yes, it can be.
Yes, it is. What's happening here?
Goodness.
Okay. That's awesome.
Stop. What's happening?
It's ringing.
Stop. Okay, there it is.
Hey, stop.
Keep telling it to stop.
Okay.
What's happening?
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
That was just a slight intermission.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Hello.
Absolutely beautiful. That very recognizable Norm flip phone dial tone. God, that's awesome.
What's happening? It's ringing.
Yeah, we all know. And he had to ask, you know, is that my phone? Yes, Norm, we all know that's
your ringtone.
It's always your phone.
It's been on the air so many times. All right, Speaking of that voice you just heard, Jacob Detamore.
I know him.
Is up for an e-break of the year.
I have his albums.
Which he thinks this isn't a very good e-break. I think that not the rest of the world completely
e-break
disagrees.
Of the year worthy?
Deddy raining on the parade of Norm's retirement. On retirement day, Deddy said, you know what? I'm taking this thing over. I got the solo here.
Yeah,
this is what it sounded
really
like.
What happened?
On Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
All right.
Are we
Hang
back?
On, Norm. Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Dan Bennett said, come on, and showed you where to go. You made the best of this test, and that is why. You got to make the choice and decide that now it's time. That choice was unpredictable, but in the end was right. We hope you had the time of your life.
That's the Deddy.
You want me to keep going?
Thank you. That's great.
Yeah, pal.
Hey,
we're good, pal.
No,
we're good. We're good.
Deddy's got shows at 7 and 9 o'clock tonight. And he'll be selling copies of his best-selling album.
Nah, buddy. That's quite enough.
That's the Deddy.
It was a beautiful rendition of a Green Day classic, but that's an e-break where Norm has to tell you.
Well,
that's enough.
Norm
just,
Deddy had that hesitate. Do you want me to go on?
But he was just staring at me. Like, Norm was like literally just, that's why I was like, I was going to stop. But Norm just is like staring at me
Norm
for like 5 seconds.
Me, Norm.
I'm going to yeet Tyler Samsel out of this control room after this segment.
Well,
I'm biased because I was here for it.
So beautiful.
That was really good.
Sean and Donnie laughing in the background. So good. So Deddy is up for an e-break of the year. And then we got two Corby ones here to close things out. Corby revealing during the campound that he doesn't know what happens after people die.
They don't even know. It's like, you know, they press a button and a card comes out, and you're like, oh, you're not going to believe this.
Or it could have been
you got a Hitler.
It could have been a caveman mauled by a saber-toothed tiger when
right.
it was like
right.
a month old.
I would take that chance.
But that could have been your ancestor.
People.
And then you wouldn't have happened.
With past people?
Yeah, so no, you couldn't take that chance because
Corby
could,
didn't understand death.
It could so
he calls them past people.
You
I don't know where they are now.
Butterfly effect.
Yeah, you couldn't do that. You don't know how it would change history.
Where do people from the right. old movies go?
Simpleton Corby is one of my absolute favorite characters.
That's good stuff.
On the planet. And one more Corby here, as apparently he doesn't know the difference between Anne Frank and Helen Keller.
What if they knew if they have the robot umps, and the only way to communicate to the umpire is that they had to activate that when it was a strike? So he's over the plate. I
right.
like, whoa, strike
right.
one!
Right. It's like...
strike two!
It's like butt braille.
And it's two times for a ball. Ball one.
But when you get used to having to call the timeout like the pitchers with the pitch count, like, hey,
yeah,
can't
himself.
Feel it.
Yeah,
right.
Sorry.
We got to get a new one.
But then it's that
I think that's how Anne Frank.
This one out.
That's how Anne Frank learned
Change
how to
the battery.
Read. Not Anne Frank. Wait.
Whoa. Golly,
wait,
dude.
What?
Let's leave Anne Frank out of this.
What are you saying?
Those are the other famous
are you
girls.
Thinking Helen
give me another
Keller
point.
Going on.
Helen Keller.
My
Helen
God.
Helen Keller is not Anne Frank.
Another point
it's
for Mino.
It's been
Mino.
A long morning.
I'm saying.
Not Anne Frank.
He asks, who's the other famous girl? Very generic. That's a very open-ended question, but they knew
oh my God.
who he was talking about. So your e-break of the year all-stars this year. Me, DJ, with my Creed gaff, Bob plowing through Jenna Ortega in his dreams. Norm's Bow. Name game e-break. Daddy, you shut up. Daddy interrupting Norm's retirement. Corby pass people and Corby confusing Anne Frank and Helen Keller. We're going to do a Heisman-style vote here among the crew. We're going to get our top three, and then we're going to reveal the results coming up in the corner at 9:15. So, you're crying over there. You're laughing.
Laughter's great.
So good. Here he is, folks, the great DJ Rangenberg. Thanks, DJ.
Nice job.
Go, DJ. That's my DJ.
Thanks, Luca. Let's go ahead and get into this e-break of the year. As at 8:40, we just voted, and we did it Heisman style, as we had six candidates, that we ran through. And I said, give me your top three here in studio, and we will total up the votes. We'll weigh them properly. And I think we have the results ready to go with Jacob Detamore, which is tricky because he is one of the candidates here.
Well, Tyler, take care of this.
So we might have to audit this if the voting is not to our liking.
No, unlike you, I'm a man of honor. And so I will actually give the voting as it was read to me. All six candidates did receive a vote, either first, second, or third place.
That's how you know it was a strong group.
Wow. I like that. Good stuff.
But the top three for e-break of the year, DJ, you came in third place with a total of 6 points.
Not bad.
That's, you know,
Creed.
What?
Not
I'm,
bad.
And I'm
the
proud
reason,
of you.
And the reason he only came enough. In third is because he was a coward and wouldn't vote for himself.
Yeah, it just wasn't one of the top three.
Yeah. Should have been higher.
No, it actually was one of the top three. You just took the coward's
way out. Wasn't
one
of the top two.
You got a first place vote, a second place vote, and a third place vote for 6 points. Yeah. Coming in second.
Take that.
Was Norm's e-break with me on his last day of full-time employment.
So the daddy.
Yeah, pretty sure it's your e-break, not Norm's.
It is Norm's e-break. It is Norm's.
I mean, you were singing.
It was tallied in Norm's
and then
column.
That sounds like score error to me.
Yeah, I think it is too, because Norm didn't
talk
interrupt.
To George
Norm,
and
hold
to Fernando,
on. Just
RIP.
Relax, daddy. It's okay. You can handle being made fun of for 2 seconds here. It's okay.
Right there.
Norm did not interrupt his own retirement with an original song like that.
By Daddy Joe Armstrong.
Yeah. Oh, I like that.
Thank you.
Ooh, that is good.
I think that is absolutely a Daddy e-break. But
don't make me kill you.
Okay, so Daddy is number two.
All right.
Yeah, I got four. That e-break got 4 second place votes for a total of 8 points.
Over there.
8 points.
But the winner of e-break of the year with 3 first-place votes for a total of 9 points, one Corbett Davidson, who did not know the difference between Anne Frank and Helen Keller.
Let's hear it.
What if they knew if they have the robot umps and the only way to communicate to the umpire is that they have to activate that when it was a strike? So he's over to play it.
Right.
Like, whoa, strike
right.
one.
Right.
It's like
strike two.
It's like butt braille.
And it's 2 times 4 ball. Ball one.
But when you get used to having to call the timeout like the pitchers with the pitch count, like, hey,
yeah, for
can't himself. Feel it.
Yeah, right. Sorry.
We got to get a new one.
But then it's
that
one.
I think that's how Anne Frank.
This one out.
That's how Anne Frank learned
change
how
the battery.
Read. Not Anne Frank. Wait.
Whoa. Golly,
wait,
dude.
What?
Let's leave Anne Frank out of this.
What are you saying?
Was the other famous
girl? Are
you
thinking Helen Keller
is going on? Helen Keller.
My God.
Helen Keller is not Anne Frank.
Another point
it's
for Mino.
It's been a long morning. Not Anne Frank.
Have Anne Frank and Helen Keller ever been confused?
Oh, no.
Lost in All That is the butt braille line as
right,
well.
Right, which is
the
such
butt
a...
The butt braille line, that was great.
Well, it's such a fun coincidence that they were talking about the same thing that we were talking about today.
Yeah, they were talking about cheating with backside buzzers.
It's just bottom. A universal topic. It's just...
It goes around.
It's happening
right.
out there way more than people think. So,
way more.
Congratulations to Corby the Snake
Yay!
Davidson, as he has secured the emergency break
Hello.
Of the year.